What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. This week, there are so many intriguing options for you. Do you know about the Mount Desert Island Quilters Quilt Show? Apparently, it's been a tradition since 1993. It's happening today at the Soamesville Union Meeting House in the town of Mount Desert from 10 to 4. We've been promised a dazzling variety of quilts, wall hangings, handmade goods, and sale items by area artists. Admission by donation includes a free pot holder while supplies last. There'll be quilts, de-stash fabrics, quilting supplies, magazines, and books for sale. Speaking of all things quilty, have you seen the movie on Netflix? Ayelet Waldman, who quilts when she isn't writing, calls it a marvelous documentary, but warned you may end up in tears. That's the film Quilters. On Tuesday, let's go to the Torchlight and Colonial Spring Showcase and Fundraiser. It's happening at the Colonial Theater in Belfast at 6 p.m. Come to support Torchlight's multimedia mentorship program and the theater at the semi-annual showcase of new works by area youth. Red carpet, food, drink, and creative storytelling included. This is the third showcase of new multimedia works by the youth cohort in Torchlight's mentorship program, and it's at the Colonial Theater for a dual fundraiser and celebration of community-supported storytelling. There'll be that red carpet fun, food and drink, a live panel discussion, and Q&A after the show. For this event, leadership from Points North Institute, the Rockport-based nonprofit that operates the Camden International Film Festival, will join Torchlight to lead a post-show panel and Q&A with the youth filmmakers. The evening will feature opportunities to connect with the next generation of the main media workforce, as well as emerging voices in multimedia storytelling. Need more information? Go to colonialtheater.com and look for Torchlight Premieres. That's happening Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Do you miss Show and Tell? On Thursday night, we can go to Show and Tell with archivist Paige Lilly. She's been pulling logbooks and ledgers from the Penobscot Marine Museum archives. We can discover how they highlight the dangers local seagoing families faced during the U.S. Civil War and the risks of commercial shipping under sail, even in peacetime. That's happening May 29th, 6 p.m. at the Marine Museum in Searsport. Why am I about to tell you about July events? You gotta get your place now. The Belfast Poetry Festival, which happens in early October, is having a summer salon. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary year. So on Saturday, July 12th, there's food and drink, readings, performances, typewriter poetry, activity stations, and special guests. For information about that and tickets, you can go to BelfastPoetryFestival.com and get the dates of the festival on your calendar, and then look for the tab for Summer Salon. Also in July, July 12th through the 14th, there's a workshop for writing historical fiction, and this is with Ben Shattuck. It's a three-day course focused on generating, rather than simply workshopping, historical fiction. There'll be prompts, exercises, assignments, readings, self-directed research, etc., etc., etc. So, you want to email the Stonington Public Library for more information. Enrollment is limited. There's eight available, and Ben Shattuck's most recent book, The History of Sound, was the winner of the Story Prize Spotlight Award and nominated for the 2025 Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction. He'll be your teacher. Looks like an exciting opportunity. Stonington Public Library for more information. On Sunday, you can go to the opening reception at the Cynthia Winnings Gallery in Blue Hill for All Our Good and Many Plans. Come celebrate the return of the season and the unfolding of new artwork, new ideas, and many good plans. That's tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Cynthia Winnings Gallery in Blue Hill. Do you have an event that you would like to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. It's so simple to post on the calendar. Go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, choose Submit an Event. It's a simple form to use. Encourage the folks who organize the events that you like to go to post the information here. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?